This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about Kanye West announcing his bid for the White House. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
With the click of a button, another contender announced his intent to run for the President of the United States. On July 4th, rapper Kanye West declared his candidacy through Twitter, saying, "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for President of the United States. Hashtag 2020 vision." The 43-year-old told Forbes magazine that he'd been talking about this for years and was planning on running in 2024, but feels that now is the time. West will be running as an independent, even though his campaign banner will be a birthday party. He says that this is not a publicity stunt or a prank. When asked about the newly branded birthday party, he explained that it's because when we win, it's everybody's birthday. Kanye, who has never voted in his life, believes that he is up for this challenge. He said that, "I'm speaking with experts. I'm going to speak with Jared Kushner, the White House, and with Biden." His two top advisors, wife Kim Kardashian West and Tesla CEO Elon Musk, support him all the way and publicly voice their support through Twitter. Kanye has already announced his running mate to be Michelle Tidball, a preacher from Wyoming, and his campaign slogan will be "Yes!" with an exclamation point. Even though he is late to the game and will have an uphill battle, West is comfortable taking black votes away from a Democrat nominee, which in turn would actually help Donald Trump. He says that it is racist to assume that anyone would vote for a Democrat just because they're black, commenting on things like when Joe Biden said in an interview on the popular Breakfast Club radio and YouTube show, "If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black." Kanye commented that, "To say that the black vote is Democrat is a form of racism and white supremacy." Kanye has been criticized for his past support of Donald Trump and has even proudly worn the red "Make America Great Again" ball cap. But Kanye says that he has lost all faith in Donald Trump to lead this mess, and he really didn't like it when the riots were happening in D.C. that Trump hid in the bunker. The mogul said that, "I'm not saying Trump is in my way. He may be part of my way. And Joe Biden? Like, come on, man. Please. You know, Obama, special. Trump, special. We say Kanye is special. America needs special people that lead. Bill Clinton, special." He concluded saying, "Joe Biden, not special." As the presidential election draws near, it is vitally important to seek the Lord about who you should cast your vote for. Read the party platforms for yourself. See what the individual candidates stand for and compare that with what the Bible says. Your vote matters, so know why you are voting for who you are aligning yourself with, be that Democrat, Republican, or even the birthday party. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.